this morning. Now, the Irish Haemophilia Society has called for 350 seriously ill people with the hepatitis C virus to have access to new treatments, early access to new treatments, which could save their lives. And this is because this particular group of people can't tolerate the standard treatment of interferon due to severe liver damage, and this all increases their risk of death. The chief executive of the Haemophilia Society is Brian O'Mahony. Brian, it must be so agonising for somebody who knows that there is a medicine there somewhere, but they can't get it right now.
That is absolutely the case. Our members and others would be well aware that these medicines are available. They're now being routinely used in other countries, but they're not available here yet.
Is it the cost?
I think it's the cost, and I think it's the process of going through economic evaluations. Now, let me be clear, we have no problem with a proper process of economic evaluation. We have no problem with taking a couple of months to go through a process where you look at the long-term rollout of these medications for the 12,000 people with hepatitis C in Ireland who require treatment. But there must be a recognition that there's an urgency about an early access programme, because there are these 350 individuals who have a very high chance of death in the next year if they don't get these treatments without further delay.
Now, these are drugs that cost around €45,000, €32,000, the figures in front of me here. If that is extra spending now that you're looking for, does that save money in terms of other costs if that money is spent now?
Absolutely. And let's be clear that there will have to be some budget for hepatitis C treatment. There already will be a budget for hepatitis C treatment from the HSE. But the fact is that if they give an early access programme now and they act without delay, then they can actually cut the cost down from 75,000 to about 45,000 per person, because they can get access to the second drug free of charge before it's licensed. This is a time-limited opportunity which will disappear sometime in late October. So in fact, it's either spend 45,000 per patient now or delay the decision by a month or two, you end up spending €75,000 per patient.
So in your situation, you believe it's very much a case of a stitch in time saving nine. There is a Department of Health expert group. Have you been in liaison with them?
Well, we're actually on the expert group and we take part in the expert group. And as I said, we would hope to see the expert group and the hepatology consultants working out a treatment strategy for the entire 12,000 over the coming months and years. But the fact is that there needs to be there's an urgency about getting this early access programme rolled out. We actually wrote to the minister last week seeking meeting in relation to this, and we absolutely want to be sure that the early access programme is there for people who have a very high risk of death otherwise, unless this is rolled out straight away. And it will save costs, incidentally, in terms of preventing cases where people require liver transplants.
But we heard this morning that certain other actions could save costs in terms of stroke. It is all about people saying, spend money in my area of health.
Well, the fact is here that there are 12,365 people with hepatitis C who need treatment. Whatever the HSC and department do, they're going to have to treat people eventually to get rid of this virus. And there actually is a cure now available. The fact is that they're going to have to treat them over the coming couple of years. But for those who can't wait, there needs to be an immediate decision taken, which will not only save lives, but will save very significant amounts of money. As
Brian,
I said, they'll save €30,000 per patient that they treat between now and the end of October.
We'll talk to you again about this story, but thank you very much indeed for joining us this lunchtime. That's Brian O'Mahony, Chief Executive of the Irish Haemophilia Society.